Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. And don't miss exclusive limited-time savings on uniquely curated packages, delicious favorites, and so much more. But you'd better hurry, because these deals won't last, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the early Black Friday sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code BLACKFRIDAY. Terms apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Right now, I'm joined with a company that has been featured here on the program several times. They are the premier industrial automation technology company for the cannabis industry. They understand how to unlock business value through automation and cannabis operations. I'm here with the chief of staff at Sorting Robotics, and I'm going to welcome on Andrew Wells onto the program. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we've had your CEO, Neltel Partanski, here on several times on the program, 2022, 2023, and you know, come from a NASA background. You know, we learned about the GECO automation pre-rolled infusion robot now that's being put out, and people are going buying and putting into their outfits as well. And one of the areas we wanted to go talk about specifically, what you're really focusing on now, is cannabis brands should be able to have a vision to scale, though they'll struggle if they don't use automation. So there's a couple areas we want to go into, one that comes to that. Cannabis tech market size now valued $16.30 billion, should be $132 billion, or growth at 26.2% compound annual growth rate, which includes things like automated cultivation and processing hardware. So yeah, you know, it's understood that with technology in the space now, you know, there's going to be a change over where more automation will be coming in. And it's just in the same way where I talk about AI, where, you know, journalists and the media that I've been working in all my life, you know, it's a matter of understanding what the purpose of the employer, of the employee, is going to be, the person that's going to be in there. So for me and AI, it's more about data input than me writing the story. For the people working in automation, it's more about yielding more product than was through human hands. But it doesn't mean that human components are not crucial to the project.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, for me, you know, my background, a little bit about my background as well. So I used to run a winery here in Southern California. We would take all of our grapes up to Napa. And so we were doing a lot of production up in Napa. And one of the things that I learned in the wine business was, you know, this kind of balance between the artistic side of the wine industry, which is what everybody likes to, you know, kind of talk about and is glorified on these Netflix specials about Psalms and things like that. But what you look at the history of that industry is that where cannabis is today is where wine was in the 50s and 60s, where things were largely still done by hand. Things were still very much at a small scale in terms of production. And you fast forward to today and you look at that industry, the way that they have embraced technology on the production side of the wine industry is really how I see the cannabis industry parallel, you know, in that respect, where technology is utilized to increase efficiencies, to really create superior products in some cases. And, you know, from there, you can kind of see the trajectory that cannabis has kind of started to take, you know, now in 2024, where you have you have brands that are trying to scale, and they're trying to scale typically with manual methods that they have been employing for, you know, the past 30 plus years in the cannabis industry. And so what happens is now, you know, there's this, I guess, apprehension in some cases to kind of go forward into this great unknown of the technology side. But what we try to do, you know, at Sorting is really, you know, let people understand that, look, we're not trying to replace you know, your employees. But what we are trying to do is help these brands and co-packers be able to produce, you know, superior products and be able to scale those products. And then you can move those employees to more, you know, strategic and important functions such as sales, such as final packaging, and potentially even if they're vertically integrated, you know, at the retail dispensary level. So that's really kind of my view of it is we've kind of seen a roadmap in the wine space that I think will be very similar to what we'll see in cannabis in the near future.
You know, and when I look at what you're saying about that, one thing I want to come back to before is when it comes to the winemaking experience. And I just want to take this point is that you did have a 10-year span almost where you were at this same winery and then you came back in a different role. And technology obviously changed a lot in there. Just real quickly, tell me about what was the difference that you had in there. What were the advantages you had at your disposal in terms of new technology or automation that you were able to go ahead and apply to your second time around at Cielo?
Yeah, I mean, when I was, you know, kind of the second run, I was, you know, we were operating. I was the director of wine, so I oversaw everything relating to the wine business for Cielo Farms. And so, you know, the technology piece was very interesting because, you know, in wine, it's kind of most people don't realize what it takes to create a bottle of wine. And so from that perspective, you know, one of the really interesting things when I interviewed here at Sorting Robotics was the first machine that we created for cannabis was called Eli. And Eli was a biomass, high throughput biomass sortation device, right? That sorts the A buds from the B buds, from the stems, from the water leaves, et cetera. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh, I've seen this before. Because what happens in the wine business is you go ahead and harvest your grapes. You're going to destem the grapes, which is very similar, obviously, to bucking in cannabis. And then from there, those grapes are sorted. And, you know, for a long time, and obviously into the old country in Italy and France, where winemaking was, you know, has been around for centuries, you know, you have grapes that are sorted. So you've got, you know, different parameters that you're going to be inputting into these machines. And so when I came back into the industry, optical sorting and computer vision was a very big part of the industry, right? So you have big brands that are very high price point wines. And the reason they are typically is how many times they sort the grapes. So that fruit now can be optically sorted, that can be automated. And so from there, you can pinpoint how much sugar is in each single berry that you put into the bottle. And that's so cool to me to see. And that really is what sets apart, you know, a lot of the, I'd say, you know, kind of okay wine brands from wine brands that are truly great. And I think that parallel is obviously really cool to see coming into cannabis as well.
Now, part of the thing is, too, is that when it comes to what Sorting Robotics is doing right now, I mean, in the wine industry, it would be the same thing. You know, it's all about the quality of what's being put into the process. So no matter what, whatever machines you have available on your website, again, sortingrobotics.com, S-O-R-T-I-N-G, robotics.com. We've only talked about the GECO on the program and what it's been doing for pre-infused rolls, for pre-rolls, you know, and having them infuse with the best quality cannabis that you can put into those machines. It's all about the quality that you put into it. But there's also other machines you do the same thing, whether it's the donut maker, there's the Omni, the Mayweather. You know, even like look at the Omni, that's very important when it comes to having a vape cartridge filling machine and having the best possible oils available that'll be burning at the right temperature and have the best possible pull that you can have in a vape that you have when you drop that cartridge into the device. Part of it is it's the quality that you put into it. And so talking about the importance of how much quality needs to stay in place, because this is where the importance of what the employees that I was talking about before, that it's a matter of what you're putting into that automation. You know, the quality has to be brought in before the automation comes in play.
Exactly. And that's what we, you know, when we speak with our customers, one of the things that we do is we really want to understand their business. And I think that is one way that sets us apart, is that when you work with us at Sorting Robotics, we really want to know what those inputs are, what your goals are, right? Because if you are looking to make, let's say, a value or entry level SKU of infused pre-roll, then obviously we can talk to you about the best practices to achieve that goal. And then, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, we have the connoisseur level products, which is where I get excited about our devices, for, you know, especially like the Chico, where for me, I think back to, and I'll go back to our wine discussion, right, where you have a single vineyard wine, right, where you have a Cabernet that comes from a certain block at a certain vineyard in a certain appellation. So in the same way, you can create an infused pre-roll using the flower. You can use the same flower to make your rosin, and then you can infuse that rosin into your pre-roll with the Gico. And now you have this really cool single strain infused pre-roll SKU that will probably be amazing, right? Because what we found is, like you said, the inputs will really drive the customer experience. But the Gico does create the optimal physics of a burn in a pre-roll so that you really get a great customer experience as well, on the customer side. So that's really the one way that we try to work with our customers. Say, hey, what are your goals? Are you trying to do rosin? Are you trying to do a higher end product? Are you going to be using distillate? You know, what does that look like? And then that kind of shapes our discussion on how we can help them with their recipes and going forward, right, on the back end. And that's also where our data piece comes in as well, where we have a back end production analytics platform where we can show you, you know, based on those production data, maybe certain strains are take longer to infuse for whatever reasons due to their whatever chemistry properties. So like, you know, we're all about the data. We're all about making decisions based on data to then, you know, kind of affect the larger operations of the brand. And so that's really how we work with people, is we really want to be more of a partner rather than an equipment supplier that just ships you a piece of hardware, drops it off, and wishes you the best.
Right.
Now,
there was a story that you wrote for Cannabis Business Executive. And it was titled Three Steps to Unlock Value Through Automation in Cannabis Operations. Three steps are: know the key criteria to consider when planning to invest in automation, determine whether an existing process is best suited for automation, and evaluating the costs. So that really goes into the process of what Sorting Robotics does. So real quickly, those three questions, I would imagine that's what you put in the process for those that are inquiring about having one of the machines that you have available. Talking about the part of that, if there's any disconnect that you've had with certain people that have been inquiring and interested in automation into their own business.
Yeah. I mean, we try to, we could be somebody that just sells people machines that aren't right for them. Much like certain car dealers will sell you a car that you can't afford or that is not a good fit for you, but that's not how we operate here. We really talk to the customer about what their needs are. And because this is really what sets us apart. Natal started, a co-packing facility in Oakland. When I came on, I helped in that facility as well. Kind of managed more on the financial side, but I also got to go in and work each section of the co-pack facility. So Natal has owned the facility. I've helped him run it. And then our head of sales has also been on the plant touching side and the pre-roll side. And so what sets us apart is that you have three people that have co-packed for some of the very well-known indoor brands in California. And we took those experiences from 2020 and 2021 and really have applied it here at Sorting Robotics, because we know the pain points because we've been our customer. We went so far as to even start a brand, a pre-roll brand. You can see the posters behind me for the Gico Joints brand. And we did that because we licensed that brand through the co-packer, but we wanted to understand what it was like to run a pre-roll brand and an infused pre-roll brand, right? And so we kind of understand our customer because we were our customer. And at the same time, you know, Natal's an former NASA JPL aerospace engineer, and we built a team of very highly skilled people as well. And so, you know, we have the cannabis experience on our side, which really sets us apart. So when we talk to people, you know, if we are talking to somebody that's doing less than 10,000 pre-rolls, infused pre-rolls per month, it might not be the best fit for them to take our technology, right? Because of the return on invested capital is just going to be very long for them. And we don't want to saddle them with that type of debt because, let's face it, the cannabis industry, you know, is constrained for capital as it is. So to saddle one of our potential customers with, you know, a large CapEx expense, it's not the right thing to do. So what we do is we try to ask them those questions that we know are the pain points for them. You know, how many infused pre-rolls are you doing per month? What is your current pre-roll production look like? How many people do you have working, you know, whether it's on a knockbox or on the finishing station or on the fusion station? And then from there, we can send them over our production spreadsheet where they can put in their own numbers and then find out how much money they would save by implementing GECO or implementing Omni. And now actually we have Stardust, which does the external Keef coding to the pre-rolls as well. And Stardust is really it's becoming our new flagship because of the, you know, rate at which it can coat the exterior of a pre-roll in Keef. It's really, really starting to revolutionize that side of the infused market.
Something to be said when a company doesn't want to just put the machinery out there. No, we're going to prove how well it works. When we run our own cannabis, we're going to supply in the machines and create a product for the purpose of showing you how good our machines are with GECO joints. That tells you a real testament of what you and Natal and the team are doing at Sorty Robotics to really push forward, you know, with automation. It's not just, we're just making the machines. No. We use product. We put the machines through our own test, and we know it works. And here's proof of the pudding. Here's the product itself. That's incredible to go put that out there. It's really great to go and see that. Now, Andrew, before we go wrap things up, again, a lot of different machines that are available, again, sortingrobotics.com. And for those that want to go and take a look, again, there is the Stardust, the Hephaestus, or a one, the GECO, very most popular, the GECO Plus Donut Maker, Omni, Mayweather, and others, and so much more. So if you can take a moment to go and tell people why you should go ahead and make a call to Sorting Robotics or reach out to your team so they can learn more.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, in most cases, if you're producing infused pre-rolls and you are struggling to hit certain numbers, or you're reluctant to take on, if you're a co-packer, you know, a large customer for infused pre-rolls, because it is, if you're doing it manually, it's very burdensome. So, you know, I think in those cases, reaching out to us, we're able to give you a good assessment of whether, you know, how our equipment can really provide value. And really, I one of the things that I always drive home is that our goal is to create value for our customers, right? And we do that obviously through our equipment, but also how we work with them. And, you know, we don't just, like I mentioned earlier, we don't just drop the equipment off. We work with you to train your staff. We work with you to set up your recipes. We work with you, you know, if there's any issues, our team is there. And it's not a random team of technicians. It's the people that build the equipment that help you out. So when you reach out to us, you know, we'll help you solve those problems in production that seemingly won't go away, and that will only get worse as you begin to scale. And we'll be there to help guide you through that process of scaling. What equipment makes sense at the right moment in time? And that's really how we work with people. And Natal is very hands on, and is very involved in our customers, with helping them optimize and improve their manufacturing capabilities.
Once again, Andrew Wells, Chief of Staff at Sorting Robotics. Thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much for having me.
Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.